I've been ready the whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time. We just need a soundbite that says each of us saying the whole time. Not that we can layer them, just so we can have one and then the next and then the next. Be our equivalent of monorail, monorail, monorail.
Monorail?
Simpsons reference.
Oh.
Thinking about that always makes me think of the Planet of the Apes, the musical episode.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius?
Can I play the piano anymore? Of course you can. Well, I couldn't before. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
And that makes me think of other parodied Simpsons musicals where we have... Now I'm blanking on his name because I'm trying to bring it up. The guy who played Luke Skywalker.
Mark Hamill.
Thank you. Mark Hamill, guest starring, and he's supposed to be in the musical Guys and Dolls, but they make him dress as Luke Skywalker, holding a lightsaber while he's singing a song that is not from Guys and Dolls. Guys and Dolls, we're just a bunch of crazy guys and dolls. Exactly.
Anyway. Whenever you're ready to press the button, I am ready to have the button be pressed.
I've been recording the whole time, which is true for a certain value of whole.
I stopped working at like maybe 5 to 6 today and was thinking I haven't, like I was so concerned that I hadn't even gotten to write an introduction. So I was thinking, okay, I'm going to have the players do it. And I'll do a brief intro and I'll set that up. And then I'll have the players recap what happened last time. And I got my personal laptop and I opened Scrivener. And past me had given me a gift.
You have an introduction.
I have written an introduction that I had forgotten about.
Oh.
So.
That's the good news. The bad news is it's written in Old English. Or is that the good news?
The Gruppe Leftang Gröting. The Ugag Hiva.
No.
That's your 6th points of iteration. Barely speak.
Done.
Oh, this is gold.
I am not going to do that. I'm turning down the opportunity to do that. Because Old English is a declined language.
Oh.
Do you have any other Englishes? This one has been declined. I'm sorry to say.
I have been slapped with a fish.
To be fair, you're the one who coded it.
You programmed that code. You have only yourself to blame.
You provided a valuable service. And I provided the sound effect.
Well, if we're all here and we're all ready to go, it's 7:30. So, welcome. I'm Ellie, and I am joined tonight by Beth, Crash, and Io. Jen can't make it. The group left Groting, the Ugag Hive, finally, and went back to the Tower of the Unknown Wizard, again, where they rested for a night before heading into what they'd been told was called the Fairy Forest. Among the trees, Adelina, Carisinda, Devon, and Rab found a growth of titanic mushrooms, like typical mushrooms, but about 100 times the size. As they passed through, Carisinda heard whispering on the wind. And as I read that, I'm realizing that I got the character name wrong.
Adelina. Yeah.
As they passed through, Adelina heard whispering on the wind, and as he listened, Rob realized he heard it too. When they investigated, they discovered a grove, and Rob discovered, amid more mushrooms and the rib cage of a vast beast, the corpse of someone he remembered well. Adelina, meanwhile, discovered a sword in the corpse, and when she pulled it out, it was as bright as she remembered it being when her master had made it, to specifications, as a copy. Only this wasn't the sword her master had made. It was the original, as it lacked his signature stamp. And as Rob noticed the gem on the pendant around the corpse's neck, green like the one worn by Ursa, one of the members of the party who'd abandoned him, and Adelina admired the craftsmanship of the original of the sword that she'd seen made, a bony hand reached up from the undergrowth and clasped its cold white fingers around Rob's wrist. It's been about a week and a half since the fire at Dunmarch. The name of the place is the Fairy Forest. This is Plus Ultra.
These are the days of our lives, or unlives, in one particular case.
Say hello, not adventurers.
They can be adventurers if they want. I'm the one who...
Yes, but you don't want.
I'm the one who opted out. You see what happens when you opt in. Old Rob is facing the fourth wall and pointing at the skeletal hand currently holding on to him.
For people who are just joining us, why don't you introduce yourselves real quick?
Who's going Beth, first?
I'll start with you.
Oh, Karasinda, who has, well, she was the village healer, basically. She has a walking stick, if I recall correctly.
You do recall correctly. Crash, a.k.a. Old Rob.
I'm Robert, Old Rob Robertson's son, Jr. Yes, there's two sons in there. Don't ask. I'm a brash speaker who sees beyond. Beyond what? I don't quite know. Anyway, I was an orphan, adopted by a group of adventurers. They dropped me off at some one in town. No offense.
None taken, whippersnapper.
And then left and never came back. And I was on a rampage about that. And then this one said,
they left me too.
Funny thing is, Rob's about 50. And Eo playing...
Devin Garrow, who is a calm adept who would rather be reading. He's a scholar, and due to what scholars are useful for in random little towns, also a teacher.
And as the three of you plus Adelina look into the semi-darkness of the giant ribcage, a skeleton rises up. It's wearing a cloak. It's a green cloak. It has dim light in its eye sockets. And the one bit of flesh remaining is the heart within its ribcage that isn't beating but looks very healthy and healing from a stab wound.
Is the cloak circular?
No. No. Not all that's green is circles.
Hey, that's been mentioned in multiple campaigns now. And not just ours.
This week.
Yes. To be fair, Tom and Matt were both in that game. So
yeah,
it resonated.
That's why well. I made the joke.
But that we're not here today to talk about the Silver Shadow and her continuing escapades and other vehicles. We're here to talk about this skeleton with a heart that seems to be tying itself back together with heartstrings.
Yes, it's creepy. It's possibly the creepiest thing you've ever seen.
You haven't seen me in the morning.
Great. What do we roll for fright checks?
No, that's scary. This is creepy. Mm.
Wow. Don't see that every day.
Don't want to see that every day. What the?
Oh, dear. That's concerning.
You could say that again.
And it's hanging on to you, so maybe we should get it to let go.
Old Rob sort of like reaches behind him and motions towards everyone like, yep, just stay back. Don't bother me. What happened to you?
She does not really respond. Her jaw works, but it's saying that she seems to be saying the same thing over and over again, but you can't really hear it. Just that same whisper.
Use your words. If you can't use words, use charades.
Her heart fully mends and she takes a staggering step toward Rob.
Not sure this is a great idea, Rob.
Look, personal space. It's been a while, and you're kind of bringing up some old trauma, which I understand you have a lot of old trauma as well. It's sort of evident in your everything.
That's one word for it.
But I do think I need some space.
I'm very sorry to do this.
No, you're not. Well, yes, you are. But
no,
also,
the
player is not sorry at all. Let's put it that way.
No. The GM is very sorry to do this. This is not an in-game thing.
Oh, never mind.
This is a how do I add things to the encounter tracker thing?
Okay, so you want to start combat? On the map,
I don't necessarily want to start combat. I just want to make sure that everybody gets a turn to talk.
Ah, yes. Another reason for using the combat tracker, which has served me well when I remember to do it. So what I tend to do in Foundry is I click and drag to select all of the characters on the map that I want in there.
Okay.
Which I'm not logged in as the GM, so I can't do that. But, and then they all fly away.
Nope, that's not what I wanted to do.
If I had a nickel for every time I did that, I would have more than one nickel, but I'm not going to tell you the number because it's embarrassing. So with them all selected, then right click and you'll see a toggle combat state button.
Toggle combats.
Yes. And you activate it for all of them at once. And we can.
Okay.
And how initiative is written to work in Cypher System is not necessarily what you might want it to be. So I'm not saying, and this is how you must do it, of course. I think there might be house rules for everything, and that's fine. It's not like D&D where everyone goes by the order that the numbers are. Technically, you're all rolling to beat the initiative of whatever the baddies are. And if you roll higher than them, you go before them. If you were lower than them, you go after them. But everyone who rolled higher can go in whatever order they want. And everyone who rolled lower can go in whatever order they want. But I doubt that's what we're supposed to be doing.
As long as everybody gets a chance to go.
Yes. I will say I am...
No, it's fine.
How do I roll for initiative?
If you click on the cross swords...
Speed.
If you click on the cross swords... Over at the top right corner of Foundry, it takes you to the initial tracker. Messages. And you can actually just click on the die there. I am trained in initiative. So technically, my number should be 7. But GMs can change the numbers.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and change that number.
I mean, that is a different number than what I rolled.
You have a speed of 13.
Yes, but
that also has a speed of like 2.
Yeah, but that's also endurance. That's not how fast I go. It's how often I can go fast.
EO, is it okay if I click the button for you?
I'm trying to figure out which button I'm supposed to click.
Okay. In the sidebar to the right, the button next to the chat messages is a cross swords. It's labeled combat encounters. If you click that, you'll see a list of characters, and there's a d20 next to your...
And you rolled a 1.
Oh. That seems ridiculous. Your speed is 14.
Did you get an intrusion?
So
I am intruding.
Rules as written, that would be a free GM intrusion.
Yes. I am intruding to increase your initiative to 10. You all get a chance to go. Osa has... done the thing that she was going to do this turn. So currently she is just standing there being creepy at you, or she is slowly shuffling toward you and being creepy at you.
Which is not a long distance because old Rob has not pulled his arm away.
Yeah, she is still grabbing your arm, but her arm is fully extended. whoever wants to do something can do it.
Pius is earlier.
I am not strictly enforcing turn order. I just want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to go.
Old Rob has
teeing
done...
Teeing up my walking stick to poke at things if it seems necessary.
Okay.
I'm not sure I have a walking... Yep, there it is, walking stick. Does she have a skill in this? No!
Aracinda, I'm going to ask you to make me a roll against 15. And I have taken your skills into account.
Okay, so 1d20 against a 15.
Yeah.
For some reason, my brain was saying you were going to ask Aracinda to make a roll against nature. Which
I got a 12.
I kind of am. All right, we can keep moving forward.
That's concerning.
Old Rob has
Rob Devon
done what Old Rob has done what he wants to do until something else happens. So, Devin?
Ma'am, are you in there?
You just hear the same thing over and over again.
Could you raise your other hand if you understand us?
Osa does not raise her other hand.
And a bit concerned that she just latched onto you because you were the first warm body there. That's right. I have a debility. I should be doing that at some point.
Look.
You should. Osa takes another staggering step forward, and I'm going to say, Old Rob, give me a roll against a 9, and Karasinda and Devin, you can do with a 19.
I love how you didn't even finish telling everyone else what they should do.
Karasinda and Devin, if you could give me a roll against a 15, please.
It doesn't seem that we can.
We rolled below. You got a 12, Rob, I got an 11.
As she steps forward, all of a sudden, you can make out what she's saying. And it's the same two words over and over again.
To blaze.
Join me.
All right, I've had enough. I didn't join adventurers, and I'm not joining you. Thwack.
Okay. Well, let's see. You have an inability with medium weapons.
Yep. And I do have a light weapon on me, I believe, but that's not what I'm using. Because my light weapon is a sling. That's not what you're
using. Yes.
My medium weapon is a staff, and it's likely to break. Because I decided it's just a piece of driftwood.
Okay. Gosh. So, yeah, give me a roll against a 12. And
I don't think I will.
Okay. All right. The driftwood connects, but it doesn't actually do anything. You just sort of bonking her on the head. She is not deterred.
Well, at least there's other people in the initiative order.
There are, and they both go before she does again. Are and you I pulling do... away from her grasp?
Sorry.
Yeah, one arm was going thwackety-thwack. Well, not very well with the staff. And the other one was trying to pull away.
It is trivial to pull away. You don't even need to make a roll.
At least the hands aren't clammy.
And I do scan on both Old Rob, a little concerned that there might have been a life drain or something happening. And Osa.
You certainly can. Go ahead and give me a roll. With a 19.
Second one of those tonight.
Indeed. And that is okay. I need to look at my pins real quick. Okay. With a 19, Rob is not only in good health, he's in better health than he's letting on.
Figures.
My secrets!
You have no secrets from a doctor.
It's true. With a 19, I even floss.
The 19.
Osa wasn't moving until the sword was pulled out, and she was healing a wound, a long, straight wound in that heart that's inside her rib cage.
I do think we might want to stick that sword right back in.
Stabbed to the heart. But who's to blame?
Unknown, but I do believe that we should do it again.
You give leaving orphans behind in unknown towns a bad name.
Oh, yes, that too. Adventurer's a bad name.
Devin, is there anything you'd like to do?
Is the wound completely healed?
Not yet.
So the sword might fit back in without necessarily harming her?
Oh, no. It has healed up enough that you would have to do additional damage to...
Okay. Well, I'm terribly sorry about this, but... I would like to use onslaught and use a free level of effort to increase the damage. And okay. I forget exactly what I'm supposed to roll for this, but I don't think a 6 is going to do it.
I did
so,
not.
Sorry.
No, a 6 will just make it.
Ah, so Devin sort of backs up a step and is lifting his hands, and one of the bones in that rib cage rattles and clunks her on the head.
Okay, I will mark that down.
Since the last person holding the sword was Adelina, can we encourage Adelina to put the sword back into the...
Adelina is not, in fact, the one true queen.
Well, no, we don't know that. We just know that this is perhaps not Excalibur, and that was a heart, not a stone. The one true queen bit is still completely up in the air. Could be.
I thought
we
Excalibur
don't have any proof one way or another.
I thought Excalibur was from the Lady in the Lake. Sword in the Stone was a different sword.
Oh, yeah, it depends on which mythos you're using.
Arthur had two swords.
That's right. One from the lake and one sword in stone, yes. But they get conflated. Depends on which myth.
Their Wonder Twin powers activate.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
you might be able to convince Adelina, but not before Osa acts again.
Okay.
I did not know that Devin had Onslaught, and that amuses me greatly.
Devin has used Onslaught before.
Oh. Yes, but
Devin,
we only play once a week, and
on
I forgot.
Iago.
Oh, that was Onslaught? For some reason, I thought that was a different spell.
No,
anyway.
It's the variation of Onslaught that Devin has because of their academy training.
Ah,
his
okay.
Academy training?
His.
I'm sorry.
Yes. It's okay.
My excuse for not recognizing that is because old Rob was busy telling Iago a story at the time.
Okay. Rob, have you backed away in any way?
I imagine I would have, in part because pulling arm away and in part because trying to get a better angle for the swing. That didn't work,
gotcha.
But still angle for the swing. Although, be
would
it known,
you...
this was not done out of fear because Robert is brash and therefore bold. And that's game mechanics, actually.
Would you give me a roll against a 6, please?
Which stat are we using for this?
Let's
out of
call
curiosity.
It speed.
Okay.
Actually, you can pick speed or might, whichever you like.
Doesn't matter.
Well, now I know you said you didn't like doing this, but you've got XP.
No. This is funnier.
Okay. Osa steps forward and says, "Join me."
No means no.
And a cloud of something comes out and covers your face. And it's gone within an instant. But it leaves you sort of sneezing and coughing.
Ah, pollen season! I swallowed my beard again.
That's her action.
Do I take damage from that?
No.
That worries me more than if I had.
Not yet.
There we go.
What would you like to do? Any of the three of you.
Thwack it again.
Okay. I can't remember what I said the difficulty was last time. I think it was a
9, I think.
No, you rolled an 11, which was just off the 12 that it was.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I would like to spend some effort.
Okay.
I'm assuming that...
You can spend 2.
I can, but I'm going to spend 1. Because okay. I'm not made of might points. I'm assuming this is a might roll. And if I remember correctly, because I do not tend to spend effort on things.
Nobody spends effort on things. Well, Devin spends effort on things, but
the first thing you do with effort is it's 3 points minus whatever edge, but this is a might roll. I don't have any might edge. Unless you tell me it's speed, but that is the same difference either way for this, is which pool am I subtracting it from? So that would bring my might down to 10. And that basically gives me an asset which cancels the inability, takes the 12 down to a 9. Yes.
Yes.
Which is just better than 50%. Well, I'll take the 18.
All right.
And if I remember correctly, which crit do I get the points back if I spent effort? I don't remember if it's 18 or 19 or 20. It's at least one of those. I don't know if it's all three. Where is that?
I'm going to give you 1 point back because I have modified the rowing rules, as you'll remember.
Yes. Rules as written, it would only be out of 20. I looked that up.
I'm going to give you a point back.
That's more than I would have gotten.
You get.
I would have been fine with 0.
So you rolled 3 difficulty classes higher than the target number, which means you get +1 damage for every difficulty class you roll higher than the target number.
Whee!
But you can also exchange your bonus of damage for a minor effect.
I closed the cheat sheet. There we go. Minor effects. Combat minor effects can include damage object, distract, knock back, move past, strike specific body part.
Does the heart count?
Oh, sure. That's a body part.
I have a wondering. Mm-hmm. Now, the heart being pierced by the sword kept this being down. I'm not going to call this being Osa. It's not Osa anymore. It's what's left of Osa. But did it have to be specifically that sword?
Well, a Driftwood thing would presumably rot away in time, so maybe?
Yes, but are we going to be here when that happens?
We have a responsibility to the younger generations.
We're not actually having this conversation.
Close enough.
Yes.
With your storytelling skill and your gather intelligence ability, I am going to give you some free information.
Free, but at what cost?
This corpse has been here for a long time, undisturbed. This corpse has been here for long enough that it might not have been a skeleton when the sword was put through its heart.
That was kind of an assumption. And?
You can sort of reconstruct the final moments in your mind, how they put the sword through her heart, but when they took it out again, she got back up. So they pinned her to the ground with the sword and laid her to rest in this ribcage because they didn't know how else to deal with it.
The body part I want to damage is the sternum.
Okay. I have to go look at your...
Staff does 4 points of damage.
I'm trying to find it on your sheet.
It's under combat. Weapons don't go in equipment, sure they go in combat.
Okay. Staff does 4 points of damage. I will mark that down. And are you doing the extra damage or are you taking the effect?
The effect that I want to do is I want to smash the sternum. I don't want there to be anything in between that sword and that heart.
Okay. Oh, all right. The sternum is smashed. Smashed. Like the rib cage is collapsed in at the center.
Bone dust. Don't breathe that.
Devin?
Yes?
Would you give me a roll against a 9, please?
Apparently I will.
If this becomes your running gag, I'm okay with it.
With your monster lore and your magical theory, and the thing you have in your pocket.
I don't have it anymore, do I?
Oh, different thing in your pocket. Actually, do you have it? The device that the Ugog gave you all the way back in Dunmarch.
Yep, I returned that to the, I am forgetting their name, but...
Oh, okay.
They said it was one of theirs, so I returned it.
Okay. Well then, the experience of having had the thing in your pocket.
What has he got in his pockets?
Something that can start a fire. And just possibly... Whoever pinned her here with the sword didn't have a way to burn the body. What do you say we take a little break?
And come back for some barbecue later.
Indeed.
Aracinda has a plan, too.
We'll take 5 minutes and we'll come back. Okay. So, Osa has breathed some kind of mist at Rob. Rob has whacked a hole in Osa's sternum. And between them, Devin and Rob have kind of reconstructed the last moments of the, well...
the original fight, anyway.
The original fight. Karasinda and Devin, you still have actions. Whichever one of you would like to go first, please feel free.
Devin, you go. Devin, I'm pondering my actions.
Okay.
None of us has an orb. We have to ponder actions. That's how hard up we are.
What's the second effort cost?
It's 3 for the first one, 2 for each additional one, if I remember correctly.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, I spend 2 intellect points, and I am going to use Onslaught with 2 levels of effort to boost damage. And I rolled a 15.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. You have an edge of 3 in intellect.
Yeah.
This is because I have an edge of -1 in might.
It's true.
We've got 2 old timers here, and Devin is the only one who can physically hurt themselves with a basic roll in might.
Oh dear.
Remind me how spending edge to boost damage works.
I don't remember. And naturally, the cheat sheet doesn't mention edge. Oh, wait, effort. It mentions effort.
Effort, yes.
Effort. It says +3 damage per level of effort. Oh, wait, no, that's damage is point reduction for your pool. So that's what that means. That's not
a PC can apply effort to deal 3 additional points of damage.
Okay.
So I am doing 6 additional points of damage in addition to the 4.
You are not only dealing 6 additional points of damage, you are dealing 2 additional points of damage because you rolled 6 higher than the target number. And you can exchange that +2 for a minor effect, if you like.
I will take the I will do the damage.
Okay. So
I will do 12 damage.
That's 4 plus 6 plus 12.
No, plus 2.
4 plus 6 plus 2.
I will not quote Clue.
For a total of 12.
Mm-hmm. I will not quote Clue. I will not quote Clue. Say that 10 times fast.
No. Old Rob, would you give me a speed check, please?
I'm sure this will be fine.
I'm going to make it a difficulty of 9. You make it by 2 difficulty levels. No problem. You jump out of the way as the entire rib cage collapses on Osa.
That was exactly how I was going to play for that, if allowed.
Just there is a shattering crack above you, and the rib cage just, it's not down the spine, but it's like along the edge of the spine. The rib cage just racks, and the shorter side of the ribs falls inward first and smashes into Osa.
For our listeners at home who are doing Theater of the Mind, there are 2 rib cages in play right now. There is the rib cage around Osa, and there is Osa's rib cage. You might think I'm talking about the same thing. I am not. There is a giant skeletal rib cage, which is redundant, in which Osa was buried. Ancient behemoth decomposed here.
And both of them have collapsed.
That you are technically correct, which is the best kind of correct. Also thematically correct, which is even better. But Devin was crushing one of them in order to crush the other. If you can't decide which was crushed first to crush the other, use your imagination. And I hope you're wrong, because that makes it more spectacular.
Yes. I am going to have to throw harder enemies at you. Osa is not only down, she has reached the point at which I was going to say the combat was finally over and Osa was gone for good. She is at negative hit points. Not just like negative one hit points. Take her total hit points and make them negative. That's how far down she is.
It was a good first combat.
Yes. We all kind of got used to the rules.
I think we need to dig out that there heart and burn the heart.
That heart does not exist anymore. It is flat. It is...
Well, there's a tiny smear of it over here. And I think that one's over there. You burn it if you want. I'm done here.
The catastrophic damage option.
I'm just going to go over here.
Kerosene is going to go looking to make sure that the heart is not somehow intact under some of these bones somehow and starting to repair.
No.
She does not trust that heart. I'm not saying that she's going to find anything, but she's going to look.
So the reason I specified how the ribs fell is because the short rib that fell on Osa's chest fell directly, that end of it fell directly on the heart and was heavy enough to just
splat,
smash it into paste.
I'm a little concerned by how amenable that ribcage was to, that.
Happens all the time in stories. Fortune favors the protagonists.
The last vestige of the consciousness of the creature that was killed by the mushrooms, taking its revenge.
All right.
Old Rob is just spending some time staring into this clear, small pond at the canonically non-important giant frog skeleton.
Yes.
After Karasinda pokes around the rib thing, she's going to go over and start making Rob cough and otherwise determine if he breathed in dangerous spores that are going to eat his brain.
Oh.
Karasinda, you do find the pendant, which Rob was trying to take and didn't get a chance to.
She'll take that over and hand it to him and then start checking him over aggressively for damage and make him cough and otherwise.
So you got your tongue. Stand on one foot.
Mm-hmm.
Cough. Turn your head. No, turn your head and cough.
Harrison, go ahead and give me a roll.
Okay.
I just want to see how high you roll.
No.
Karasinda rolled GM intrusion.
Yes.
Why do I get the feeling that I'm the GM intrusion?
No, you're not. That was...
I am not sure if that would be funnier. Does the GM think that the GM intrusion is funnier, or is there something... Do I have inspiration that I can throw at that?
Oh, you've got 4 XP. If you want to spend one to re-roll, go ahead.
I think I am going to spend an XP and re-roll, because I am not sure that would be funnier that way. How does 14 sound?
14 is better. There was going to be a consequence to that one.
I was a little concerned.
But it was going to be, it was a consequence that you were not going to like.
Uh-huh.
So with your scan, old Rob breathed something in. Now you have the experience, you know how to fix it. But old Rob is... like, there's no amount of coughing that's going to get that out.
Not with that attitude.
It's time to make up the appropriate thing and pulverize it and aerosolize it, and then you can breathe in something that will take care of that, probably.
Don't you got something that's like an antifungal?
Yep.
You've got some herbs in your bag. You're going to have to make a fire and set some water over it, and then put the herbs in the water, and Rob has to breathe in the steam. But, yeah, you know how to deal with this.
Well, that's what we're going to be doing, isn't it? Because otherwise we're going to have to go back to the Mage Tower and do it there.
Actually, everybody, go ahead and make me a perception roll against a 12. And if you've got a skill that would allow you to... I tell you what.
I can see through deception. Kerasinda. I can identify things.
Kerasinda, Herb, I'm asking you to make a perception roll for the environment around you.
Okay. Does the herb handling do anything useful there? Or the botany?
The botany will also work.
I rolled GM intrusion.
Old Rob, you notice nothing.
I notice that I'm coughing a lot.
Yeah, you're coughing. You're like, you're having trouble thinking.
Look, if you could just...
And Devin with... Yeah, actually, I'm going to give you both the same bonus on this. The mushrooms around you are starting to, like, decay and collapse. Devin moves away from the mushroom.
Yeah, come over here where it's safer. Join us. I mean, yeah, join us. Join us.
Gonna grab his hat, gonna shh down over his face. Come on. We need to build a fire somewhere. And
we, as we watch Osa slowly turn in their grave.
I'm just turning the icon up.
I know.
To indicate the character.
I know. I still think it's funny.
Yeah. Osa is finally at rest. Even though old Rob isn't as old as he pretends to be, it's still been a long time.
Hey, back in the day, 50 was revered.
Yeah.
And the fact that old Rob went premature gray is irrelevant to this conversation.
Whippersnapper.
We're the same age!
You sure about that?
You can, as I recall, you can get back to the tower with about an hour's walk.
Great, it was a day trip.
Probably better if we... Best we do that perhaps now. It occurs to me that we don't really want to have decaying mushrooms around. They make more spores. Think you can make it, Rob?
Even if you're in a hurry, it shouldn't take long for us to get away from the mushrooms.
That's true. We need water, too, though. I'm not sure I want this water.
Yeah, there's a frog boiling in it. Steeping in it. Whatever.
Steeping. Definitely steeping. Yeah, but might be mushroom soup by now. Old mushroom soup.
No, you have the right kind of spices.
The tower. The river by the tower has plenty of fresh water.
Imagine this banter happens for the entire hour walk back.
Yeah. I am definitely assuming that. Eo, if you're saying anything, you're muted. Just want to make sure you know.
How long have I been muted?
Oh, about 5 minutes. I'm sorry, have we been talking over you and we haven't noticed?
Did you hear me say that I thought it was time to go a bit earlier?
No.
Nope.
Okay, everybody agrees that it's time to go.
Yes. I know you all heard me say I was stepping away from the mushroom because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't actually hear you say that.
No,
I
did hear you say that.
We just watched you do it.
Yes.
Which made it funnier because all we got was Ellie's reaction to you moving.
Yes. Okay.
How far do we have to go before the GM changes the map?
There. Actually, I think that she's going to make Rob do this on the lower floor that doesn't have as many things to be contaminated if he horks up mushroom stuff or something.
Yeah, but the upper floor's got a chimney.
True.
We get the water from the lower floor. You boil it on the second floor. Bring it down to the lower floor. Making Ellie change the map every time you do this, even though old Rob is staying at the bottom floor. Therefore, we're splitting the party.
Hey, you give me trouble about this. I'm going to load the full map at the Wizard's Tower.
I'm okay with that. It'll load for me.
I mean, I can make it load for me. I just have to get on... get on the Windows side to do it, potentially.
I am thinking I'm going to be doing a lot more Theater of the Mind. I do like Foundry, but most of the struggles that we do revolve around not getting the maps to behave perfectly. So for like big boss battles, makes a lot of sense. But I could just as easily, if I wanted to give you the setting, copy-paste a picture.
I really, I intend to spend some time one of these days, because I have a Foundry license too. Playing with maps and figuring out how to make everything work the way I want it to. So that then I can help people figure out how to make things work the way I want them to.
It's part of my reasoning is when I first started doing these games online, they were all Theater of the Mind.
Yeah.
Is every now and then I did a boss battle with a map because it was special, so it was fancier. And at that point, it was literally just a Google drawing that I shared editing rights with everyone, specifically in a way so people didn't even need an account.
I think the maps are fun.
They are.
Uh-huh.
They are. But it's also an interruption when we realize they're not working the way we wanted to and spend 10 to 15 minutes fiddling with the controls and then giving up and saying, okay, well, I guess you just see the whole map now.
I do like that it cuts down on the number of times per session I ask, how far away am I from?
There is that benefit.
Although I do still every session have to ask, what's the scale?
You are five texas away from the target. Oh, no, you misheard me. Karis, five texases, the state.
Karisinda.
Karisinda, I'm not going to make you roll for this. You know how to, this is something you know how to do.
Okay. Smush, 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 powder, 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 steam, steam, steam.
No mush! Yeah. No mushrooms!
It's not going to be mushrooms. It's just going to be mush, and you're going to, and it's going to boil right here in this, and you're going to hover over it, and you're going to breathe the steam. Unless you want to turn into a mushroom.
The steam will curl my beard.
We could cut it off.
Tura curled beard, then a mushy one.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of you bring a brush?
Yes. And a comb.
That would mean... Fine!
Breathe. Bring it here. Breathe the steam.
Old Rob pulls his bathrobe up over his head and leans over.
You're going to be steam breathing probably for quite a while.
This counts as a bath.
No.
What if Old Rob towels off afterwards?
No.
And by towels off, I mean uses the hem of the bathrobe.
No.
That way he's also washing the bathrobe.
Gonna throw you in the river some point.
Already been done. Week and a half ago.
Again, I will. Yes, I know. And I'm going to do it again. We'll be walking over by the river and I'll say, hey, look at that. Then I'm going to go, come.
It hasn't been a month yet.
Yet.
I take a bath once a month and never, whether I need it or not. Old Rob is saying this while hovering over and trying to breathe deeply.
Oh, just you wait when you least expect it.
Which translates into, in between sentences, it sounds like there's a heavy sigh. Which might also be a heavy sigh.
Mm-hmm.
Devin, I'm kind of making an assumption here. I assume that you're looking through the books on the shelves to try and find something that talks about the nearby forest.
That is a very good assumption. While they are bantering, I will go research.
That's probably a good idea.
It's we have resting banter. That's a default state.
Yeah.
Also,
actually,
I'm
not going to make you make a roll for this.
I am going to make a roll, though.
Okay.
I want to spend an action.
Make a roll.
I want to spend an action to heal 1d6 plus 1 points of might.
Okay, by all means.
There is a very small chance that I won't fully heal. Actually, no, I took 2 points of damage. I don't need to roll. 1d6 plus 1, I'm at full. There we go.
Fair enough. Devin, you find that the forest was called the Fairy Forest even back then. But there was no... There were stories about fairy rings in the forest, like the little rings of mushrooms that you find where there used to be a tree, but nothing about giant mushrooms.
Well, I suppose they got bigger.
There is... Actually, I'll let you roll for this one. Go ahead and roll against... call it a 9.
Is that including the free level of effort?
Call it a 6.
Yay!
With an 11, you have the sense that there isn't really an association with... Okay, with an 11, I'll give you the 12. You get the sense between the lack of mentioning mushrooms, aside from like the brief mention of fairy rings, and the fact that as soon as you destroyed Osa's body, the mushrooms started to decay and collapse, you have the sense that the mushrooms were being sustained by whatever power was in Osa's body.
That would make sense. Though in some ways it raises more questions.
It does raise an important question. If she wasn't infected there, then where?
Well, I could read through more books looking for information on giant mushrooms.
So I will.
I wonder if I know any local history stories about cursed mushrooms. Old Rob has a reason to be thinking a lot about mushrooms right now as he's inhaling deeply.
You certainly do. Give me a roll against a 9.
14.
With a 14, you've heard the vaguest rumors about mushroom people, but you don't know if that means like mushroom people or people, now that you're thinking about it and thinking about Osa, who have been infected by mushroom spores.
Probably fine. Unless...
After about 15 minutes of breathing in the steam, Rob, you're breathing easier. You're not coughing anymore.
I'd also imagine that there isn't much steam.
Self. Sorry?
I'd also imagine that after 15 minutes, there isn't much steam left.
That's a pot of water that is over a fire.
I've been over a fire the whole time?
Probably.
This counts as a sauna.
Nice and toasty.
Yeah, we probably had to move all of the rocks again to make at least a little bit of a chimney, or gonna have to sort of build them to be a chimney that you can just, pull the rock out. Okay, here's a chimney, stuff the rock back.
Or you could be continuously heating the pot with rocks that were heated over the fire.
That's true.
No, you want the continuous steam.
Yeah.
Karasinda has found a towel somewhere for you to hold over your head.
Nope, bathrobe works.
All right, fair.
Okay, Karasinda has found a towel for me.
About the bathrobe.
You can't forget about the bathrobe. Karasinda may have found a towel for me, but in the attempt to hand it to me, has found me already there with the bathrobe pulled over my head.
With the bathrobe pulled over the hat.
That too.
The hat may have been taken off.
It depends on whether or not Karasinda gave me the hat back after shoving it in my face.
Well, if the bathrobe is pulled over the hat, then the brim provides a wider capture area for the steam.
That's what I was saying.
Indeed.
So yes, Osa was probably infected somewhere else. Rob, you have vague inklings of mushroom people, but again, you don't know if that's like mushroom people or people who have been mushroomed.
Mushroom people or mushroom people.
Right. Karasinda, you are very happy with the results of your antifungal breathing apparatus.
Keep him breathing for a bit longer just to make sure, and also it keeps him from chattering too much.
No, it does not.
Adelina is off, I was going to say in a corner somewhere, but it's a circular room, against a wall somewhere, making sure the sword is sharp.
I have to figure out how to get a scabbard for that.
And unless anybody else has anything they want to do...
Night 3 in the tower.
That's where we're going to end it. Uh-huh. And before we go, something you didn't hear. I'm trying to think of how to phrase this.
It would be really funny if it was, Before we go, something you didn't hear, and it's just silence.
Yeah.
Because old Rob would not shut up.
Before we go, something that you didn't hear. Well, you're the queen. Can't you just order them to behave? The project has to proceed, or else, well, you know the consequences. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Is there anything that anybody would like to plug before we go?
All right. EO's Mom Writes Books, ElizabethMcCoy.com. And speaking of websites.
Speaking of books, Jen's not here, but Jen writes at bookofjen.net and also hosts an ideally weekly podcast at shatteredsoulstone.com. And then, speaking of websites.
Well, you can get all of our podcasts at aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. You can follow us on the Fediverse at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel, which is primarily used for two things. Letting you know when a new podcast is out, and out of context quotes when I'm editing these. And if you wish to help us keep the lights on and support the show, you can join our Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and patron emeritus, Cindy.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.